Ghostman Horror Host here. If you like to read books, why not try these horror books that I like to read too? They may give you a scare, just like they scared me. Stephen King, Pet Sematary, King's Tale of Severe Desperation. Here is a synopsis. A road in front of Dr. Lewis Crane's real main home frequently claims the lives of neighborhood pets. Lewis has recently moved from Chicago to Ludlow with his wife, Rachel. Their children and pet cat near the house. Local children will create a cemetery for dogs and cats killed by the steady stream of transports. On the busy highway, deeper into the woods, lays another graveyard, an ancient Indian burial, whose sinister properties Lewis discovers when the family cat is killed. Richard Madison's I Am Legend. Richard Neville is the last living man on Earth. He's not alone. Neither every other man, woman and child on Earth become a vampire, and they're all hungry for Neville's blood. By the day, he's a hunter, stalking the sleepy undead through the abandoned ruins of civilization. By night, he barricades himself in his home and prays for dawn. How long can one man survive in a world of vampires? Sally Jackson, The Haunting of Hill House, first published in 1959. Shirley Jackson's The Haunting of Hill House has been hailed as a perfect world of unnerving terror. It is the story of four seekers who arrive at a notoriously unfriendly pile called Hell House. Your house, Dr. Malog, an occult scholar looking for solid evidence of haunting. Theodore, his light-hearted assistant, Eleanor, a friendless, frail, fatigued young woman, well acquainted with a poltergeist. And Luke, the future heir of Hell House. At first, they seems destined to meet a spooky encounter with inexplicable phenomena. But Hill House is carrying its powers, and so it chooses one of them to make it its home. Lord of the Flies by William Golding. William Golding's compelling story about a group of very ordinary small boys marooned on a coral island has become a modern classic. At first, it seems it's thought to be going to be great fun, but the fun becomes long. Before long becomes furious and life on the island turns into a nightmare of panic and death. As ordinary standards of behaviour collapse, the whole world of boys know collapse with them. A world of cricket and homework and adventure finishes, another world is revealed underneath, primitive and terrible. Lord of the Flies remains the book of the day as when it was first published in 1954. In 19 passionate debate with its starting brutal portrait of human nature, though critically acclaimed, is largely ignored upon its initial publication. It soon became a cult favourite among some students or literary critics who compared it to Jason Sergler's The Catcher in the Rye, its influence on modern thought and literature. Peter Bexley, Jaws. Peter Bexley's story, The Man-Eating Shark, is famous all over the world. Its fame from the movie Jaws, made in 1975 and directed by Steven Spielberg. Jaws is one of the most exciting, frightening movies ever made. The novel on which the movie was based itself is hugely exciting and frightening. Since it was written in 1974, it sold over 5.5 million copies. The novel Jaws tells the story of a monster fish, a great white shark, that starts attacking swimmers off the coast of America. The scene is at the sleepy coast of Island of Amenti near New York, where tourism is the main business. Thomas Harris, The Silence of Lambs. There's a killer on the loose who knows that beauty is only skin deep. A trainee investigator who's trying to save her own hide. The only man that can help is locked in an asylum. He's willing to put a brave face on if it will help him escape. Scott Smith, The Ruins. Trapped in a Mexico jungle, a group of friends stumble upon a creeping horror unlike anything they could imagine. Two young couples on a lazy Mexican vacation, sun-dripped days, drunken nights, making friends of a fellow with set of toys. When the brother of one of these friends disappear, he decided to venture the jungle to look for him. What started as a fun day out soon you smiles into a nightmare when they find an ancient ruined site and a terrifying presence that lurks there. William Peter Baddeley, The Exorcist. The phenomenal bestseller that inspired a classic motion picture, newly released in a version you've never seen before. When originally published in 1971, The Exorcist became not only a best-selling literary phenomena, but one of the most frightening and controversial novels ever written. When the author adapted the book to the screen 2 years later, then become one of the most terrifying movies ever made, blatantly fictionalized the true story of the child genetic possession in the 1940s. The technically simple story focuses on Regan, the 11-year-old daughter of a movie actress residing in Washington, D.C. A child apparently is possessed by an ancient demon. It's up to a screw group of underworldly determined humans to somehow rescue Regan from the expected vehicle fate, proposing really raw and profane. This novel still has extraordinary ability to literally shock us to forgetting about it. That is just a story. Exorcist means a truly unforgettable reading experience. Baddeley's published a sequel, Legion, in 1983. Eva Levin, Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary and Gary Wodehouse are an elderly young couple settle in a New York City apartment, unaware their elderly neighbours and their bizarre group of friends have been disturbing interest in them. But for the time, Rosemary's book discovers a horrifying truth. It may be far too late. Jack Ketchum, the girl next door. Suburbia in the 1950s, a nice, quiet, simpler time to grow up. Unless you count the McCarthy trials and red scars and the shadow of the bomb and the Cold Wars. Unless you could see the dark side emerging on a quiet tree-lined dead-end street in a dark, damp basement of the Chandler House emerging. Big time for the major teenage Meg and her couple daughters, Susan, whose parents are now dead, who are less captive to the savage whims and rages of the distant art, who is rapidly descending into madness. It's a man that affects all three of them, and finally the entire neighbourhood. Only one child boy stands hesitantly between Meg and Susan, their cruel, torturous death, a boy with a very adult decision to make, before love and compassion, and lust and evil. Enjoy reading. Bye-bye, my friends. Van Horror Host here with recommendations for the worst horror films that may give you a fright, or even me, make you smile. Society, 1989. Society manages to incorporate all sorts of metaphors about fitting in, becoming a member of society, contributing to society, and so on. This is easily one of the most unsettling weird films from the late 80s. The third act brings the whole concept into play with society that literally morphs, merges, and interacts with each other in a hugely bizarre, organic level. From Beyond, Lovecraft's material is weird enough on its own, though when it's brought into life in the film realm, it can be quite bizarre to behold. Made in 1986, From Beyond was one of the lost souls of a film. It took decades to come in to do DVD. It dips into sci-fi and horror, with results emerged out of nasty-looking deformed creatures. This film managed to focus on the idea of pineal gland, sixth sense, and its effect on the brain. But regardless, there is some quality TV here. It seems like a close cousin to The Thing. Trail Park of Terror. Trailer Park of Terror, 2008. The director, Stephen Guldenman, also had a lot of fun with this film. A movie which is based on a comic actually ends up holding its weirdness through its very characters-driven, comic-like premise. Trailer Park or Terra. It's a lot of fun to watch, a nice recipe for just sitting down to something zany and inventive. I would say don't miss this one. Another B movie. I really need time to take some viewing time. Tokyo Gore Police 2008. Tokyo Gore style films. Meatball Machine, Vampire Girl vs. Frankenstein. Girl, Mutant Girl Squad, Robo Geisha, etc. We doesn't mean bad. This means champ. It's wall to wall weird. This huge, highly visible, crazy sort of way. I often wonder how the board meeting went in production. Yeah, this scene's coming up. It's too boring. Throw an alligator penis chick. And out to fill that hole. I also listed a few more for you to investigate on your own. There's Tokyo Ghost Store Films. Oh, a wave. And Stoof said, there's a list of the site. This is a list of one. Bad Biology 2008. This film is actually a must-see for a ridiculous premise. There's drug-filled penis acting on its own. A cold and oversexed female who's initiated orgasms. As much as possible, the dark comedy is highly original, highly recommended, and completely absurd. It defies weirdness at the realm of director visionary Frank Hedenlotter. The Toxic Avenger, 1984, a true trauma classic. Not really. It's probably their single highest claim to fame. Back in the 80s, when this debuted, The Toxic Avenger was a fact of controversy. Conversation piece that usually started with, "Hey man, you got to see The Toxic Avenger. What a trip!" In summary, it's about a man, little man, becoming a pal. He also becomes a muscle-bound toxic waste monster in the process. The usage of gore and dogisms with major crow pieces, causing a spores of franchise female films to follow. The Cuckoo Clocks of Hell, 2011. His movie was purposely kept weird. Ron Elkins creates movies that sort of evolve on their own. They're high lured and vulgar, staying within the genre of extreme movies. And anything else, this film group attempts to combine some notions of Wizard of Oz with a post-apocalyptic situation. There's no science fiction, but there's a lot of weird segments that are injected sometimes in impact only. You've got to see a few of these films to really experience this notion. Tashmuya, The Iron Man, 1989. Cyberpunk horror, organic, neuro, fruitism, robotic, weird, magnetic weirdness. Tashmuya is a classic, it stands alone. Its clever use of slow motion was groundbreaking. Well, quite matched in any other projections. Tachugo combines the elements of horror, transformation, machinery and gory bits in the film that would seem to be appreciated. The third act acts all alone, even if toned down. Black and white state, a blending of organic matter and steel, made for a highly visible show band, only reinforced with its semi-romantic and pulsing, pacing. T-A-T-S-U-O. The Iron Man. Moosterard, 2003. Retarded, 2009. Both of these films are off the hook. My favourite of the two is Retarded, which takes an interesting approach on its themes. Moosterard is a pure pop-poop horror. Humour in the form of a massive turd creature. Retarded pokes fun and zombie films, and several showroom causes Maffet's side effects, turning the town into the zombies. There is a carryover of themes between the two, but they're all largely designed for those who enjoy weird but commonly extremely zombie films. House, 1986. It started out as a horror film, but came to nothing more. A classic example of an 80s comedy horror. Author Roger finds himself battling old demons, zombies, and flying monsters. The focus has on the house that us haunted to the point of being a portal into the underworld of sorts. Still make up also makes for the crazy characters' inclusions. Houses are tended to be somewhat scary, but it's more easy than anything. Poltergeist, The Night of the Chicken Dead, 2006. Chicken Gobble, Percy, I find this film to be another Tom McLean of fame. You'll find a nice mix of clunk and horror. Does Thomas Dahl think for the clarification? I thought best to include this monster. It's posted on IBM DM. Some of us of a former member of the Ku Klux Klan, General Lee Roy, owns and runs a fast food chain, the American Chicken Bunker. His new store is located on a site with a burial ground of Native Indians. He has leased this franchise to an African American, Danny, and hired a Jew hating chicken loving employee, Carl Jr., a Birka clad Muslim woman, Hummus, a Mexican, Joe Parker, Bell, a man called Abby, who's called Daisy, amongst others. He attends his official opening of the store amidst protests of a local community with atrocities are carried out on chickens and an Indian burial ground desecration. Watch out what happens when Redoy decides to pacify the pacifists with free chicken meat. Night of the Flesh Eaters, 2008. What out of all these films I have to recommend this one the most? It's a true independent production. It just takes all the sort of ideas and serves them up. Weird style. Try on some fairy dogs, mimicking clowns, pink faced monsters and more. It's meant to be a horror comedy. It takes all the stride. But it's also perfect for weird viewer experience. Take my advice. Plantasium, 1979, one of the all-time classic horror films, with a horror icon by the name of the Tall Man. This film was weird all the way through, enough to earn it a considerable place in the cult film status and spawn a franchise. It needs to be seen to get the full effect. It deals with a funeral home, a refuge for coops, souls and afterlife. It also manages to satisfy a certain level of science fiction with all the attack, a league of little trolls or such, a weird portal that takes you to hell or something of the nature. I got Scream really is a star here who makes a well recognized presence. Tortle, 1990. Tortle is recognized by being one of the worst films in horror history. A title comes with baggage. Nearly a lot of strange, goofy things happen going on with this stinker of a winner in my book. You'll get more on True Tool in your though it's always stayed close to my heart, telling others how weird and goofy. It's just I had to wait. A film when I was in a documentary last year and the details of wacky premise. The worst horror ever made, 2005. Bill Zupper. What was he smoking for the record? Bill Zupper likes to make these not-job productions on a regular basis. This one out above the rest. Variety of ideas incorporated tightly, like a smelly can of sardines. Bird Epidemic. Shock and Terror, 2010. A compass this film delivers is so painfully obvious that it instantly makes it must-see kind of experience. Cut out birds, attack innocent bystanders while somehow a deep message about an environment campaign becomes the sole reason for this endeavour. It may differ in the meanest due to its poorly done CGI and bad grace cheese, but its great inclusion. If ready for something different and unique, add cautiously. Use cautiously. Video Drama, 1983. This film should be one on every list. Not somehow forgotten. David Cronenberg, who I'm calling one of the kings of cult, has entered us, entertained of such bizarre organic horror inclusions. There's more than I can make on this list, but it seems to be the choice favourite. The film is clearly a hybrid of cult science fiction and mind school mixed in with a similar inspired influence to check out. Mindfish, 2008. 1973. I included this rather obscure film to find film in its collective. It had a profound effect on me in my younger years. A pure horror comedy that actually can get rather frightful at times. The corpse tends to end up in every other scene with a grim smirk on its face while its scheming relatives plot to take over the family fortune. There are more memorable kills in this one, which affirms the notion of get that what you're coming for. Though mostly it's just a weird 70s film, I believe it's sturdy, severely underrated. Upon his death, Arnold marries his lover, Karen. In spite of his widow, and leaves death traps accompanied by the antidotes, he's preserved an alcoholic corpse for those who cared only for his money. Dicker's Ladder, 1990, a probably weird, highly rated film, claims its tipsy story available visuals behind the dying force of a soldier. I'll never get the full reveal until the end. The movie itself keeps us guessing and wonders how many things are occurring and what purpose they serve as direction. Many know this film is a total mind screw, but of course, the one that deserves a spot of a film of high achievement. Begotten. 1990, a pure black and white film by Alice Murgi, has long been a study point for film students. It has gained momentum in a disturbing category, but noted, but just really not out there. It uses horror elements in weird ways and blinkered by its lack of apparent plot. For instance, there is much that runs into other feeling of a highly weird interpretation. You should at least see this once, check off your bucket list. Here is a stated plotline. This is a gory and entirely individual film. Tells us real life and death for the rebirth of gods. Visions of the Suffering, 2006. Andrew Ascoff makes a pretty bizarre films. I confess I'm loving the shit of these creations as well. Mind Trip films, which impressive editing well. It's just the viewer needs who is bored of scream style documentaries. Recommended for sure. Terrorist Trap, 1979. Mannequins that form come to life. An old spirit, personally ride show attraction caretaker, is possessed of a form of an advanced technology, says Terrorist Trap. While one of the 70s film favours is quite a bizarre nightmare experience. It took me many years to pull the pieces together. The Seven Faces of Dr. Lau, 1964. Definitely not marketed as a horror film. Even though it would be quite unnerving once you've spent some quality time with a television freak show, Seven Faces of Dr. Lau contain plenty of horror-based creatures, such as Medusa, a Ludamus snowman, and a human-faced snake. You see this one is nothing like you've seen before. The kicker it stars Tony Randall, who plays all the characters. The movie was thought as a comedy, but comes off bizarre several times. Definitely an inclusion for dinner this time. Deathbed, the bird that eats. 1977, a film that seems to relish its simple motive. The summer, quick. A devil cries on the bus. That's bed, that's creating cannibalistic bed that eats all, just about everything is laid upon. While the story itself might sound a bit boring, Deathbed, there's a few of our qualities that elude it from its 70s era. Hellraiser 6, Hellraiser 2002. I didn't want to single out one film from this one seemed a good choice to start. As Hellraiser fans already know, the series of releases keep getting weirder and weirder. A variety of strange occlusions and story premises along the way. Pinhead was taking the role of Twilight's own kind of entity, with his cyborgs inflicting damage to those in need. Many films of the franchise begin get a stranger after three. I've been inspired by Jacob's Ladder approach. Hellraiser, Hellseeker, being one that I find the closest. A shady business attempts to fit together details of the car wreck that killed his wife and rendered him an epidemic. left him in possession of a sinister puzzle that summons monsters. Extra mention for those who liked other bizarre films. Slaughtered Vomit Dolls, 2006. While these vomit gore trilogy films are reserved more for the stream films category, it's truly weird shit movies that go beyond the normal summary of experience. I'm not recommending you see this one regardless. Enough said. Anyway, he's ahead, 1977. Truly bizarre, chaos. A cult film includes his horror through his unsettling place. David Lynch tries to end the horror element in many films and always classify his straight horror mold. Some other films to mention that I would like you to see. Lisa and the Devil, 1974. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988. Night of Olympus, 1972. Attack of the Killer Refrigerator, 1990. Twee, 2000. Galaxy of Terror, 1981. Mind Flesh, 2008. Mind Homesick, 2007. Black Sheep, 2006. Freaked, 1993. Visitor Q, 2007. Kozu, G-O-Z-U, 2000. Mystics and Bull, 1981. Thief, 2007. You've been listening to Cogsman Horror Host recommending weird horror films for you to watch. Don't have any weird nightmares. Ghost Man Horror Host Stories by Mark Anthony Raines. Prologue. From the twisted mind of my alter ego, Ghost Man Horror Host, who was born from appearing on Monster Movie Night with Bobby Gamonster, Tales of the Crypt, Hammer House of Horror, I created a new podcast with my alter ego, Ghostman Horror Host, narrating stories, and then decided to write my own stories, which I perform and write. So look out for my Ghostman Horror Host Podcast UK, available on various podcast sites. This is just a written word version. I hope you don't have too many nightmares, my children. In the background. Table content. Spiders. Care. Child friendly. Behind the mirror. Fashion. Puppet show. You should have believed me. Awake. Screen tests. Genetically modified. Black death. Spiders. You can see the shadows from the moonlight of hundreds, if not thousands, of other spiders covering the tent. The man leans into you. This is a dark red, almost black colour to the whites of his eyes. It's close to his nose. It's almost touching your nose. You can't feel his breath when he says, "We'll have it in here." We're all affected with the last words in a diary I have found written by the previous owner of the house. I am in a moment I am residing in hide from those spiders. I must keep my movements quiet as the hairs are able to pick up a vibration. The spider's primary weapon is a pair of jointed jaws. In front of the mouth, each jaw has two major parts of the basal segment, the bulk of the jaw, the sharp fanged housed inside it. Normally the fang is retracted inside the basal segment where the spider catches its prey. It swings the fangs out into the animal's body. The fangs work something like a hypodermic needles. They have small holes at the tip, a hollow duct inside. The duct leads to the venom gland, either inside the basal segment or further back in the cervix. While the spider pierces its prey with the fang, it squeezes out the venom, injecting the animal with enough neurotoxin to paralyze or kill. This makes it safe for the spider to feed on its prey, but at the risk of a struggle. Imagine hundreds of these attacking a human being, and all you see for days is a mummified body, mummified remains. It's hard to keep my sanity. We're told about these spiders by the cryptozoologists around the world. Cryptozoology is a pseudoscience. A subculture that aims to prove the existence of entities from the folklore record just such as Bigfoot, Chewbacca, or Munkulumi, cryptozoologists refer to these entities as cryptids, a term coined by a subculture, because it does not follow the scientific method. Cryptozoology is considered a pseudoscience by the academic world. It is neither a branch of zoology nor folklorologists. It was originally founded in the 1950s by zoologist Bernard Hammers and Ivan Vitti-Sorensen, but it was ignored by the renowned scientific community, whom are now among the other verified remains. Leslie were one of the so-called lucky ones, who, like myself, scratching a living and only travelling at night when the spiders lay dormant, and trying to keep movement slow and quiet during the day, I hear them scurrying about inside the walls. I sealed all the possible places in my current hideaway with a mixture of superglue, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to keep them out. Suddenly you see one of these dark red and white eyes, only the size of a hen. Yes, it was a cow. Scout, I must kill it before they swarm. Come, but it's too late. Hundreds of them appear from the tiny crease in the floorboards. I missed before I can start to run. I feel hundreds of hungry, minute teeth sink into my legs. I am doomed. I have been reading an extract from my free book, Ghost Man, Horror Host Stories, Prologue, and a bit of one Spiders. Thank you. Bye.